The thrill and excitement of March Mania is here, and DraftKings Sportsbook, one of America's top-rated sportsbook apps, is giving new customers a shot to turn $5 into $150 instantly in bonus bets with any college basketball bet. You can find all the lines and available odds, of course, at the DraftKings Sportsbook app. North Carolina listeners, don't forget, DraftKings Sportsbook is now live in your state. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app and use code SBNFL. New customers can bet $5 to get $150 instantly in bonus bets only at DraftKings Sportsbook with code SBNFL. The crown is yours. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER or in West Virginia, visit www.1800gambler.net. In New York, call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY. In Connecticut, help is available for problem gambling. Call 888-789-7777 or visit ccpg.org. Please play responsibly on behalf of Boot Hill Casino and Resort. 21 plus, age varies by jurisdiction, void in Ontario. Bonus bets expire 168 hours after issuance. See dkng.com/bball for eligibility, deposit restrictions, terms, and responsible gaming resources.
This week on Blitz Bills, it's the offseason, which means it's the season of wild speculation for the NFL and the Bills. So sit back and crack a cold one and thank your lucky stars you're not as dumb as Robert Kraft. It's time to get blitzed. Welcome to Blitzed, where we talk NFL and rate popular drinks at the same time. Even though we're in the NFL offseason, there's plenty to talk about, including the NFL Combine, early trades, and which Florida spa treatments you might want to avoid in the future. But let's introduce our hosts first.
Introducing tonight's starting lineups. The coach.
Seriously, I did not know about this. This is so awesome.
The rookie.
Get out there and smash.
And stats.
I'm just the stats guy. I have no idea.
That's kind of my thing.
That's my thing.
Teams celebrate championships in different ways.
Ain't that the truth?
Where's this going?
Most guys just spray champagne around a locker room with their teammates. But Robert Kraft evidently likes to celebrate by spraying alone in spas. We like to relate our drink of the week to something topical in the news, but nothing about this Kraft news makes us want to drink, let alone open our mouths. Yeah. So tonight,
wow.
Jesus.
We're drinking. It's never been a family.
Oh yeah, right.
What are you talking about?
Sorry,
my God.
It's been a while.
I feel awkward still, though.
it's still
doesn't sit right.
So tonight we're drinking the bloody hell. Which is probably what Kraft thought when he heard that TMZ report.
Oh, bloody hell.
The bloody hell is bullet bourbon, orange juice, blood orange juice, ooh, agave juice, and a diced jalapeno mixed with an IPA beer. So, guys, take a sip. What do you think?
I like the bourbon.
Oh, of course you do.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That really sits well with me.
Yeah.
It comes through. And bullets, you know.
How do you like the heat?
I don't mind the heat.
I don't like the heat at the end.
Oh.
I'm not a fan. That's just how I...
You're never a fan of what Barkeep gives us, though.
We got to go through the archives. But I think I've been pretty fair. But to know, out of 10, I'm going to go
who
six.
Would ever go through the archives? What are you talking about?
I do it every weekend with
my
kids.
That's ridiculous.
You're giving it a six.
Six.
Well, that's nice.
It's okay.
It's kind of dumpy.
Wow, yeah.
All right, Rook, what do you got?
I'm gonna go five.
Oh, yeah. Oh, wow.
Okay.
Because when you say you don't like something, actually, I'm gonna go four, and here's why. When you say you don't like something, you don't give it a positive review.
That's
true. Are you reviewing my review?
Your review. Your review is a four.
So
out
my
of
review
10.
Sucks. But what's the drink like?
It doesn't matter. I've moved past that.
Okay, so one last question. Do you think Kraft will do any hard time for this?
Oh, my.
I'll stop.
No, you're not. You're not.
I'll stop. No.
You've got like four others.
No, I don't. It's beneath us. It's beneath us.
Geez.
We're not going to do any more.
Wow.
If you'd like the recipe for the bloody hell and want to find out what we'll drink on our next show, just visit blitznfl.com and check out our Blitz Barkeep's blog, which is called Behind the Sticks.
Yes, it is.
I'm done. Seriously, I'm done.
First down.
Robert Kraft was recently arrested for solicitation of prostitution in Jupiter, Florida.
I'm done, guys. Yeah. I'm done. I'm dropping it.
So what movie do you think best represents what Robert Kraft was thinking when he heard the news report?
So I like
Coach, you're going to go for this one?
I'm in.
By the way, I lied. Okay. We're going in.
Yeah, I pieced that one together.
So I'm going to pick apart the question. So what he was thinking when he heard the news.
Uh-huh.
So here's my movie related to that. It's The Hangover.
Really?
The thing is, for that movie, he wants to be able to... For himself, he wants to get out of this thing, right? Mm-hmm. It's a huge news story. It's just blowing up. They've got all this positive press, and then boom, right? He's just messing it up with this. He wants an alibi. He wants the roofie story. He wants the, I don't know where I was for the last 24 hours.
Four of us wolves running around the desert together in Las Vegas. Looking for strippers and cocaine.
That's what he's looking for.
That's what he's looking for?
He has to be. What else do you say? Has he said anything at all? He's just mum on the subject since
then? I think the team has said that we categorically deny any allegations. Let's move on. Nothing to see here.
Nothing to see
here. And we'll make no more comment. No further comment will be made.
So he's looking to
get
some... The
team said that?
Yeah. let's be honest. They're used to putting out that press release, by the way.
Yeah, totally. Mr. Brady has no further comment at this time.
Yeah, exactly.
Mr. Belichick has no further comment at this time.
They put it out there because it was templated and they could get it out in under four seconds.
It's just on auto.
You just have to find Belichick replaced with Kraft.
Exactly.
And just move on.
Exactly.
That's awesome.
But this is what he's got. He's got to get out of this somehow, right? That's the only way. Because, I mean, there's so much evidence that says... You were there.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Short of a double appearing, some doppelganger. I mean, there's no way he can get out of this.
Driving his Bentley.
Yeah.
Exactly. Right.
Classic.
So he's body double. He's going with a roofie story.
I love it.
In a week, he'll find enough evidence and medical people. He'll get someone to get a report in.
I can't get over the team put out a release. Like, not his people. Like, he happens to own the Patriots. Like, the football team has nothing to do with this.
Not the company, Kraft, that
like,
he owns?
Yeah,
Kraft
personal lawyer. No. He dragged the football team.
That's where the fax machine is.
Patriots are like, he's innocent. He's innocent.
God damn it.
We didn't ask you guys.
Like I said, the best defense attorneys in the world work for the Patriots.
They have
offices there.
Yeah, that's true.
Oh, nice call. Good job, bro. Coach.
I got his back.
Short and sweet.
I got his back.
Short and sweet.
Yeah. That's what the girls
said. Yeah.
All right. Rook, what do you got?
So my movie is Cowboys and Aliens.
Oh.
Remember that movie?
Daniel Craig.
Exactly. Because in this case, Kraft is Daniel Craig.
I like that.
Because what was he thinking when TMZ splashed this all over the place and he was reading? It was the exact same thing Daniel Craig thought when Cowboys and Aliens was released.
Exactly.
He went, all he said was, whew, almost threw away a good thing there. Because he went on later to star in like three Bond films, make $45 million a movie. He doesn't fucking matter with, he's going to get what? Fined $1 million, which I saw a tweet. It was like, if he was fined the same amount as Jim Irsay, it was like roughly $2.36 to every other American, the average American.
Exactly.
He's going to get fined $1 million. He'll get suspended for 6 months and he'll move on. He doesn't give a shit. He's like, oh my God. Now I got
I have no idea what you're talking about.
What's that?
What are you talking about?
Daniel Craig. Fine.
Oh, yeah, Coach.
Sorry, I missed that. Remember who I am?
Who
I am?
So Daniel Craig is James Bond.
Well, I got that much.
Okay.
Right. He's like, when did aliens show up in James Bond?
He started a movie called Cowboys and Aliens.
Okay.
And Cowboys and Aliens is an awful movie. And
it really is bad.
And it had the potential to derail Daniel Craig's career.
Right. Look here, Paul. He's got iron on his wrist. He's been shot.
Could be done broke out of the hooskow. Might be worth bounty money.
It's not your lucky day, stranger. Turn around and start walking.
But Daniel Craig is so big that it was a minor blip, and all he said was, well, I probably shouldn't do one of those again.
So he...
That's true.
And that's exactly way Robert Kraft is approaching
this. Did he bail
this.
On the movie?
No, he started it.
Oh, okay.
He was there. He was there in the movie. There's
movie.
Evidence.
Gotcha.
There's a full movie's worth of evidence
that he
was part of Cowboys and Aliens.
Was that the one with Will Smith?
No.
No.
God.
Okay.
He is ruining my take.
Coach, It's like Robert De Niro showing up in Sharknado 8.
Exactly.
Oh, so
okay.
Good. Yeah.
It was Michael Caine. It was Michael Caine in Jaws 4. I think that's what Michael Caine did.
Sure.
That was pre-Alfred Batman sort of era.
Oh, okay. I see. So anyway, the nut of it is this is a minor blip.
Yeah.
He just said, wow, I shouldn't probably do one of those again.
There you go.
Gotcha.
And I'll just continue on with my life, and things will keep coming up Daniel Craig.
A couple more Super Bowls.
No, yeah, I'll do a couple more James Bonds. Yeah. I'll make a couple more million dollars, and I'll look back on this and laugh and say, like, ha, yeah, remember that time I got a Jimmy in, like, a Jupiter spa? He's fine. He doesn't give a shit.
Wow.
Wow. Okay. Thanks for...
Okay, I do have a movie that I chose.
Can't wait.
You do have a movie?
I do have a movie.
Okay.
So you've got Robert Kraft, who at 77 years old exudes this grandfatherly image.
Sure.
I mean, he's sincere, he's kind, and he's caring.
Oh, God.
He's basically everything you'd want in an NFL owner. I mean, everyone knows who he is, but he's not a big spotlight hog like Jerry Jones is. He's respected.
Sure.
In fact... He reminds me of a character named Jim in the movie that I'm thinking about. And Jim is kind, he's sensitive, he's caring, and from what we can see, he's got the respect of his peers as well. Mm. But underneath it all, just like Kraft, Jim's got a thing for young foreign girls.
Oh, no.
And in Jim's case, her name is Nadia from the Czech Republic.
Oh, no.
So I think when Kraft heard this news that he'd been videotaped getting a handy from an Asian masseuse, he probably just thought to himself, why didn't I just stay home and fucking apple pie like Jim did?
Jim!
Well,
shame on you.
American Pie.
Wow.
I love it. Thank you.
I love it.
Wow. I know. That was a movie that came out in the late 90s, Coach.
Okay.
Yeah, it was
okay.
about teenage angst and this.
Oh, is that the one with Kevin Spacey? That's what he's thinking right now. He's
yeah, exactly.
Like American Pie. I loved it.
That was the usual pies.
Yeah.
That was the usual pies.
I feel like I'm being made fun of right now. I'm feeling that right now.
Coach is running home to rent Bond and Aliens right now.
Second down.
Which free agent wide receiver would be the best fit for the Bills, in your opinion? Golden Tate, Adam Humphries, Michael Crabtree, or Cole Beasley?
Gosh, they're all, well, except for Crabtree, they're all little guys. I think they're all under 6 feet. Beasley and Tate are the fast little possession.
Yeah.
Humphries isn't that tall.
Yeah.
5'11".
Who do they have on their line? They got Evans. They've got...
But they're all good choices because...
What was the question? I'm hung up on the Humphries thing.
Okay, we got Tate, Crabtree, Beasley, and Humphries.
But they're all possession guys, too, which isn't a bad thing with a young quarterback, right?
Right.
So in my mind, who is your best safety blanket out of those four guys? Because none of them are the Julio Jones. None of them are your wideouts that are going to go and make big plays. They're all underneath guys.
I naturally went to Tate because he's like a real pro.
Yeah,
this guy is reliable.
Yep.
He's at least I know he didn't really like finish the year very well, but he was traded
late.
At least
halfway.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. And yeah, it was really late.
Oh yeah.
And it wasn't like he was having a down season or anything like that.
No, he's doing fine.
Yeah. So,
but Stafford throws it, you know, 80 times a game.
That's true.
Yeah. And the Bills probably
I don't think
won't.
The kid's going to be doing that. Yeah, they
won't. I think you want to but I don't mind.
But you want reliable.
You want reliable. You want a professional, you want reliable who's guy's going to do the blocks, he's got a block, you know. And he's got to catch it when it comes. So,
For me it's Beasley or Tate. Those are the two guys.
I like Beasley because Beasley to me is a guy that will sell it for his team.
Yeah,
right. He'll do whatever it takes. He makes the clutch. He makes those clutch catches when you need him on the third and fours, third and fives. Right. For me, it's Beasley though. I just loved him with the Cowboys.
Okay, so tell you what. Since you copied my take, I'll go off the board here. I'll go.
Nice.
Yeah, I like that. Yeah, I'm gonna go. So there's Humphries and there's
you already picked Tate.
No. I'm way past that, man. I'm moving on.
Yeah.
I'm moving on.
Moving on.
I said it was the first name that jumped out at me.
Right.
I'm going to go with...
No, you said you're on Humphries at first. I'm looking at the tape here. I'm just replaying
okay,
it.
You're replaying the tape?
You're on Humphries first. Just making sure.
I'm caught red-handed. Okay. So I got to go with my guy then. I got to go with Humphries.
Yeah, smart. Smart tag.
I have to
you
go with Humphries.
Your logic is sound.
Yeah, absolutely.
Very sound.
Well, okay. So doing a little bit of research on this guy. He's an undrafted guy, and year over year, the growth has been exceptional.
I
agree. You take a flyer on this dude. You signed him to, what was he signed to last year? I think he was signed to like not even $1 million, like a $700,000 contract. He's fucking hungry.
He's
this
hungry,
guy,
baby.
Which is probably why he's out of town, because he wants more money. And they're like, well, come on now. Come on now, Adam.
And who wants to play
come
for Tampa?
Come on, Adam.
Yeah. Who wants to play for Tampa?
He's like borderline 1,000 yards, this guy.
I know. Solid.
Yeah. Take a flyer. See what this kid's.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th. Hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady. Live only on Netflix.
Third down.
If you could add one former NFL player to the Bills, who would it be and why?
Oh my God.
Marshawn Lynch.
Well, you want to take him back?
Yeah. Get him right back in his prime. I was watching some combine stuff. You know what his 40 time was? Like, this is a big tough runner, right?
3.8 seconds.
Well, yeah, that's a tough one.
Oh,
that's a tough one. But it was.
Oh, I was just
no,
a guess.
That wasn't it.
It wasn't it.
You well, asked.
Yeah,
we gave you.
Am
yeah,
I right or wrong?
Well, 3.8's never been done.
Okay, we'll three, never, so I'm wrong.
Three, you're
nine,
wrong.
3.95.
Yeah. Yeah. Thank you. Exactly.
So what?
Do we need context? Like
that never been done,
like,
Bill?
4.5. 4.5 is a fast 40.
What is
4.5?
Oh.
Oh, interesting.
Huh. Usain Bolt.
40 what though?
Good call.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. Right. Good God.
Because I can get 40 feet in like.
Oh, yeah. Like 12 seconds.
Yeah,
probably.
Something like that. Yeah. But, yeah. But I'm not a professional
no,
athlete.
Yeah,
no,
that's
no,
true.
No, 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 no.
What I'm saying? We're not saying that you are. Yeah, yeah.
I mean, I don't have that Adam Humphreys speed.
No, oh, no, man. No.
Have you seen him run? Actually, I've never have.
Never.
No one has.
No,
no
idea.
One seen him.
No idea who this guy is who caught 78 passes.
Do you know what? I think Adam Humphreys is just a burner account.
I think
that's
so,
all
too.
He is.
I think so, too.
Yeah, he doesn't even exist as a person.
I love it.
Yeah. He's like an NFL. He's a roster burner spot.
Yep. He'll be taken in 2% of fantasy leagues next year,
that's
though.
That's exactly what it is. Yeah, totally. I'm the guy that's going to pay $12 for it. All right, go
should
on.
Should we continue?
Okay, Marshawn Lynch running 3.8.
Really fast.
Yep.
Really very fast. I won't even say the number because it won't even matter to you guys.
Okay.
Oh,
okay. 3.95. Yep.
Won't even matter. Anyways, but wouldn't it be great to have Beast Mode actually in Buffalo, but playing like he was in Seattle, like with great attitude and just giving her? They need the running back. They need that attitude. They need that culture. They need someone to like just carry the load and you know, get their QB up and running with Humphreys.
Right.
Right. With for those third and third and twos.
Right. I agree.
Okay. I think Lynch would be awesome. He's just such an impactful player to a franchise.
Cool.
Culturally, but also, of course, productive-wise, too.
Very cool.
Yeah.
My answer is different.
You can't do Humphrey Sr.
Oh, come on. No, I think you look at the fans.
Okay.
They're super passionate.
Oh, yeah.
But they're also animals. These guys are animals. I don't even know if I want to be, you know, partying with them, because at any moment they'll like set a table on fire and choke slam you through it.
That's
like,
true.
They're animals. These guys are crazy. It's snowy there. It's cold. They don't have a porous O-line, so like the kid's getting the shit kicked out of them.
Wow.
They're all belligerent. It's just crazy. It's crazy.
Wow.
It's Brett Favre. You throw him into the mix,
wow,
and you just see what the guy can do. And
man,
you get, and the fans would go fucking ballistic to have the. Can you imagine how this guy would thrive at being a Bill? It would be incredible.
He would love it.
He would love it. They would love him. It's a match made in heaven. I don't even think there's no other option.
And he knows the Jets well too.
That's true. Yeah. That's very
when
very
you were talking.
Well.
There was one name that
Gronk.
I was, no.
It was a close second.
John Randall.
Mm.
Do you remember that guy
yes.
and how he played?
Yes, he was.
He was actually fucking nuts.
He was
like
don't
his
remember.
Like the
Minnesota Vikings.
Oh, the chatter he had. Like if you're talking like crazy, yeah. batshit crazy, give it everything on every snap and just lose his mind, watch Football Life, John Randall. You will laugh. The guy was a fucking marvel.
Yeah.
Justin okay. Marvel. Anyway,
all right, well, that wasn't my take. So,
no, I know, but
so
I'm,
let me
I'm just
let me reel this
it.
Thing back in. Brett Favre.
Fourth down.
The Alliance of American Football has started, and it's off to a great start. Beating out NBA ratings, thanks to some cool highlights and familiar names like Mike Singletary and Christian Hackenberg and Steve Spurrier, they've also got some significant rules differences from the NFL.
Yeah. Yeah.
So number one, there's no kickoffs.
Yeah.
There's no extra points. In overtime, both teams possess the football.
Mm-hmm.
There's a ninth official called the Sky Judge, which can overrule
How
refs
cool
on the
does
field.
That sound?
And no more than five players can blitz the quarterback on any play. So my question is, what rule do you think the NFL will rip off?
I like it. On the safety theme.
Kickoffs.
I guess the NFL's got two things. It's safety, but it's also timing. Right? So, yeah, the kickoff makes sense for both of those, actually.
Yeah,
kickoffs, to be honest, I mean, if I've taped a game, I'm flicking through those kickoffs pretty fast.
Yeah, right, right.
Okay, so, yeah, kickoffs is a good bet. It's got a safety thing, and it's got a timing thing, which solves two of their kind of ongoing issues with viewership in there.
Right.
That's not bad.
What were some of the middle ones?
I got the bookend. I got the bookend here.
The other one? Yeah, yeah.
What were some of the middle ones? I'm looking for the stupidest one out of the bunch.
Gotcha.
Because that's the one they'll take and they'll say it's solving some major problem that the NFL has.
Okay, here we go. Number two, no extra points. Number three, in overtime, both teams possess the football.
Oh, see,
and number four was a ninth official called the Sky Judge.
See, I think these are all too good. I don't think they take any of them.
Oh.
I think these are all too – they make too much sense.
You think they should take all of them?
Oh, wait a second. Sorry, there's a sixth one here.
Okay,
and it says, every player can celebrate after a touchdown.
Definitely won't take that one. They definitely won't take that one. For safety reasons.
That one makes a lot of sense. So we're decided.
I think that it's another option. I don't think they take any. I'm willing to go out there and say they're not going to take any. Because, first of all, because they won't make the decision that some of these are actually for the benefit of the players and for the game. Like, I think that both teams possessing the ball in OT, I think the coolest one is eliminating you have to go for two after a TD. That's fucking awesome.
It's great.
They would never do that, though. And the second reason is I think they would view it as beneath them. They would be like, there's no way we're taking one of these rules. Maybe the Sky Judge. Because I think it maybe.
Well, because we would never take any of these.
Possibly the Sky Judge.
Maybe the Sky Judge.
But the Sky Judge doesn't change the game.
No, no.
And that's why it's
probably
the most likely.
No, but the Sky Judge takes the heat off of something that they're experiencing.
It's a bit, and it's a bit
Hang on
more
a second. Sorry, I'm getting a call from New Orleans right now. actually, they bet different.
Yeah.
Sky Judge
They're going Sky Judge. They're going Sky Judge.
No, but it doesn't change the mechanics of the game.
You get
rid of the kickoffs. That's a huge traditional change that they've removed.
So what is the Sky Judge? Explain the Sky Judge to me.
Sky Judge sits in what looks like a coach's box. And gets access to instant replay
and basically he's mic'd up and he goes, fellas, we gotta
overrule things like pass interference.
Yeah.
So they can make refs pick up flags if they want to. And I think that they also serve as the replay judge.
But it's the same reason why coaches watch film and players watch film from above.
Yeah.
And not I mean the refs have the same issue that every coach, every player has. I didn't see what
didn't
happened.
Catch
there.
It. Didn't
I
catch
didn't
it.
See what happened there because you're literally at eye level.
Yep.
But you're at Sky Judge level, you can see a different perspective of the game.
What's weird to me is that Sky Judge would make that much of a difference. Like
on
reviewable plays, Sky Judge and referees have the exact same amount of power. Like on reviewable plays.
Right.
They're watching the same replays.
Sure.
The best camera angles, they have the same amount of time.
Yeah.
Sky Judge only comes into play when it's like, you know, it's not being reviewed or when a guy, you know, he can overrule and stuff like that. But yeah, I think that's the one that they would likely take.
But because the difference is, I mean, the pass interference in the New Orleans thing, I mean, clearly they would have challenged that, but they couldn't. But this case, the Sky Judge can give that extra take on it.
I just like the name Sky Judge.
Oh, I'm loving it.
Right?
I'm loving
Super
it.
Super cool.
It sounds like a kid's cartoon series.
That's why I asked what the Sky Judge looks like.
It's got a cape.
That was my question. I think you misunderstood my question. It wasn't what is the Sky. It's like
Can you explain the Sky Judge to me?
What is Sky Judge?
What is Sky Judge? Is it like Skynet? Is it ever present? Like, you know,
it's a superhero
omnipotent? Man. Is that a, you know, Super Judge? Is it like that?
Yeah. That's fair.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Now,
yeah.
They do have the Sky Judge in the CFL, but they don't have quite the budget. So the Sky Judge has to sit in a hot air balloon and sometimes misses some calls
Sky Judge
because of prevailing winds. Yeah.
Sky Judge sits in one of those. Sky Judge sits in one of those tennis umpire chairs. And he's still goes, didn't see it. Didn't catch it. Not high enough. Not high enough.
He's looking for the Booger McFarland chair. Give me the Booger chair.
Yeah.
I can move around.
Need a higher chair, fellas. Didn't catch that one. Sky Judge, what do you think? Didn't catch it. Nope. Didn't get another. It.
I feel like we're misleading people with my name here, guys. Yeah.
I'm more of like a horizon judge.
Meadow judge.
I'm kind of like the 10-foot judge, maybe.
Sort of a bungalow judge, I think.
Like a lifeguard tower judge, maybe. You could call me. Oh, God. Sky Judge, fellas, you have set me up for failure here.
Yeah.
Oh, God.
No, you know what? Sky Judge is way too much fun.
Yeah,
the NFL's
yeah, they
no
would
way
never
they're taking
take
that.
It.
For,
none.
Fuck that.
Secret so auction.
Yep.
We think none.
Seven.
None.
Oh, for five.
No.
Oh, for
they
five.
Had a chance with Sky Judge. Way too cool. Never going to happen.
Moving on. Well, that's a wrap on this episode. As Coach puts his headset back on.
Whoops.
Yeah, he's halfway out the door.
Are we still here?
Yeah. Halfway out the door.
What? Thanks for tuning in, and thanks to the Blitz Barkeep for a mediocre drink.
No, I think the drink was great.
What,
I liked
did
it.
Did you give it a...
No, I gave...
No, he didn't
gave
my review.
Coach's review.
Oh, I'm sorry.
He still hasn't given it a rating. He's scared to.
Well, give it now.
4.5.
You can't say you liked it. 4.5. Anyhow, thanks for tuning in. And during the off season, we'll probably release a show every 2-3 weeks, that kind of thing. I mean, we're just really not that interested.
Or interesting.
Yeah. Yeah. But we do appreciate you listening, and can get our show anywhere you find podcasts or visit our website at blitznfl.com and read some of our blog entries. We'll continue to throw fantastic stuff up there throughout the offseason because, as you know, there's always something to talk about in the NFL.
Indeed. Ain't that the truth?
And the AAF, for that matter.
Oh,
hell yeah. Yeah.
Hell yeah.
Hell
yeah.
I got to find a team.
Yeah, ooh, you do.
Nice.
Yeah.
Jump on the bed.
Yeah, yeah, you're late, man.
I know. I'm
you're
sorry, late. Guys. I'm sorry. I apologize.
Yeah. You look like a San Diego Fleet guy. To
yeah, you totally do.
Is that their name? Fleet?
Yeah.
Fleet?
Yeah.
Well,
there's a huge Navy base in San Diego. Come on.
Yeah. Fine.
They're in line to get the number one draft pick.
Yeah, I like them already.
Yeah. Yeah.